The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are power ranking the head coaches that are going to be fired first. BLG, you were excited to do this. I know you've got seven in your power rankings, and we're going to start with the least likely to get fired first, if that makes sense. The guy on my list that I like, he's in enough danger to be on the list, but he's the least likely, is Matt Nagy for the Chicago Bears. I mean, I know no one has any confidence in him, but he can say, hey, I've made the playoffs in two out of the last 3 years. So, and that's not nothing, you know, it's not, it still counts. He's 28-20. He has a winning record. He's almost 10 games over 500. Granted, he was 12-4 his first year and then followed it up with 2-8-8 seasons, but he's on the list because, I mean, his offense, he's supposed to be an offensive guy, and his offense, I don't even know what it is. BLG, people in Chicago don't know what it is. Are they a running team? Are they a passing team? Like, what is their identity there? And I mean, Justin Fields is the ultimate life preserver, because if they didn't get him, I would have told you there's no chance Nagy is the head coach of the Bears next year. But if they, now that they have Fields, if he gets in there and he looks really good, that might be enough to save him. But he's the only thing that's going to save him, and he might not even play him week one.
I don't think he is going to play him week one. I really do think Andy, I mean, he keeps reiterating that Andy Dalton is going to start, and I think that's going to happen. And I don't think that is insane from the standpoint of, it's very possible, and I know people don't want to accept this, that Justin Fields like isn't looking great in practice, and or maybe they're concerned about setting bad habits and everything. Like, you, we've talked about this before, Stats. To me, you got to make the guy earn it. You have to make the rookie earn the starting job. You don't just hand it to him and set a precedent of like, it doesn't matter what you do, you can be terrible in the practice field, and we're going to start you anyway. Like, there's no accountability there. So I don't want to see Andy Dalton. No one does, obviously, but like, you can bench him quickly. It's going to take maybe like one game. It might not, honestly, it might take like a half for Andy Dalton to get benched.
Why do I have to sacrifice that half? What is Justin Fields going to have earned in that half of football that he now suddenly deserves to be in the game?
Because the starter was really bad. And at that point, like, the Justin Fields presumably has looked better at least than that if Andy Dalton is really bad. And if he hasn't, then that's a big problem. But I do agree with you, and that the Bears, I have written down in my notes here, Stats, that the Bears have the luxury of pivoting to Justin Fields at some point, which kind of gives Matt Nagy some leash or some room on his leash, whatever you want to phrase it. He has 2 years left on his deal. So, you know, that's basically having like 1 year left on your deal in coaching terms, because a lot of coaches aren't like entering the last year of their contracts. Like, you either sign that guy, you believe in him, or you don't. So not in a great spot, obviously. A lot of talk that he should have been fired, and very fair talk after, I think, last season. It's so funny you brought up the Bears made the playoffs. I mean, they backslid into the playoffs. We all know that. And then
I know, but they made it.
And they're there. I know, okay, great. With the seventh seed newly in effect, right? So I'm looking at their schedule here. They open at the Rams. They have the Bengals at the Browns versus the Lions at the Raiders versus the Packers at the Buccaneers versus your San Francisco 49ers, Stats, and then at the Steelers, then the bye. So that's a tough opening stretch. I actually have Matt Nagy third on my list, and I kind of had to like toy with this a little bit because of the Fields factor, but I don't know. I think if they get off to a really bad start, I think there's a chance that Fields comes in. I mean, they're not going to fire Matt Nagy before Justin Fields comes in. Obviously, like, he's going to get a chance probably to at least to, you know, but like, what if Fields is really bad? Like, what if he really struggles? And they're like, you know what? Like, this isn't it. Like, this isn't our guy. So I don't think it's possible, or I don't think it's impossible. It's more likely that he gets fired than you think.
And Ryan Pace, the GM there, is his contract's up after this season. So you could potentially be looking at an entire regime change in Chicago, you know, depending on how things go.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.